Hello and welcome to the Sunday service of Calvary Chapel Foothill Ranch with Pastor Steve DeNicola.
Hi. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Kathy. And I was raised in a Christian home and was taught about Christ and the gospel, salvation through Jesus Christ alone, as a very young child. I am the youngest of three girls, 3 years apart. At age 5, I heard the pastor on Sunday night service speak about heaven and hell, a fire and brimstone message, followed by an altar call to come down to the front of the church and accept Jesus. I went forward. I did it out of fear of hell. I prayed and asked Jesus to come into my heart. I wanted to be baptized, but the pastor said I had to wait till I was 12 years old and to take the class on church doctrine. In the years that followed, I grew in my walk with Christ. I witnessed to my elementary school friends, brought them to church, and I saw my mom read her Bible every night. I saw my sisters read faithfully. And yet, I lacked the passion in reading his word. My dad would lead us in family devotions, not every night, but sitting around the dinner table, we would have many discussions about what was going on in the world and our faith. My parents encouraged asking questions. At age 14, they moved us to the Baptist church in town. I think my parents thought it would be good for us girls to have a good group of peers that were Christians. And since we were only allowed to date Christians, they wanted us to have a large youth group. On a side note, my oldest sister met her husband that first Sunday, and they married the next year. 2 years later, my other sister met and married her husband. I was 17 and the last one at home. That same year, my boyfriend, who was raised in the Catholic Church and saved by the charismatic movement, he was going to the Baptist Church. He took me to a full gospel businessmen's convention at Anaheim Convention Center. If you asked me what the speaker spoke on, I would not be able to tell you. But the one thing that made a lasting impression on me was during the worship time. The people sitting around me were lifting their hands in praise. I had never seen that before. The woman next to me was softly speaking in an unknown tongue. I had never heard this before. The Mennonite church I grew up in and the Baptist church I now attended taught that gifts in the book of Acts were not for today or the present day. They just skipped over that part. And yet I could not let this go. As I was leaving the meeting that night, I prayed silently, God, if this is of you, would you show me? Am I missing something? I want all that you have for me. And if it's not of you, show me. As the days progressed, I asked my boyfriend a lot of questions. He told me about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I read in Acts 1:5, John baptized with water, but I will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. It jumped off the page at me. Why had I never seen this in my Bible before? It was so clear at that moment. I bowed my head and asked Jesus to baptize me with his Holy Spirit. Immediately, I felt a peace come over me like never before. That night, I went to bed with a joy and a strong emotion of love for Jesus, my Savior, that I had never felt before. In my mind, I had a knowledge of Christ, but now my heart felt full of his love for me and I for him. That night as I slept, I was suddenly awakened by the feeling of electricity going through my body from the top of my head to my feet. Instantly, I was wide awake. I felt fearful. What was that? Then I had thought to sing softly, "How Great Thou Art." I knew it backward and forward since I was a child. But as I tried to sing, the words were not known to me. Instead, syllables came, just two or three. In faith, I sang them to the tune of How Great Thou Art. In the morning, I wanted to read my New Testament. I could not get enough of it. It came alive to me. Later that week at church, my high school friends invited me to a midweek Bible study at Calvary Chapel Downey. I went, and the pastor was teaching the whole Word of God, verse by verse. The Holy Spirit was teaching me His Word. I wanted to share this new relationship I had with Christ with everyone I met. When I would go to Sunday school at the Baptist church, I would talk about Jesus. They saw me as different and said, "Wow, you are really into this Jesus stuff." It wasn't long before I desired less and less to be there. I asked my parents if I could make Calvary my church. They said I could. At the time, it was mostly married couples in their 30s with small kids. There were a few of us teens. I remember telling God, "I'm coming to hear from you and your word, not for friends or social activity." As I think back, the Lord has brought me through many difficult situations these 37 years. And yes, trials are a part of it. But the times of joy are so refreshing. And knowing the lover of my soul more deeper still, I'm still growing in my faith and how to love him more. For me, in my journey, is to love others in prayer. I love Philippians 1:6 that says, "Confident of this, he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ." And 1 Thessalonians 5:24, "God sanctifies you. The one who calls you is faithful. He will do it. He makes me blameless, spirit, soul, and body." Being raised in a Christian home, sometimes you can get caught up into works and being the good girl, just being good, and you can get away from realizing the grace that God's given you. And that's why those verses are so meaningful to me, because I'm realizing it's God in me that does the work. It's not my works. And he is faithful. He will do it. He's the one who makes me blameless. A little PS to this is, when I was 18 on a Wednesday night Bible study at Calvary Downey, God brought a newly born again young man in those doors who had just been filled with the Spirit and baptized. He was hungry for the Word of God and started showing up every time the doors were open. What attracted me to him was his love for the Lord. He asked me out 6 months later, and 3 months after that, we were engaged. And on August 12, 1978, 5 days after my 20th birthday, we were married. This August, we're going to have our 8th grandchild born.
We hope God has spoken to you through this podcast. Tell your friends and please visit us on the web at www.calvarychapelfoothillranch.com.